This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Battleground states remain the focus 16 days from Election Day. Today, Vice President Harris will be in Georgia. Former President Donald Trump spending his second straight day in Pennsylvania. ABC's Mary Alice Parks says,
in the final sprint to Election Day, Trump campaigning in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, escalating attacks against Vice President Harris.
We can't stand you, you're a vice president.
Where he talked about his economic proposals.
The word tariff is the most beautiful word in the dictionary.
Like wanting to lower taxes for corporations and raise taxes on all imported products.
Authorities in Georgia say they found seven bodies in the water after a bridge gangway collapsed on Sepolo Island. There were an estimated 40 people on it at the time, the cause under investigation. Unseasonable warmth expected to continue. Records could fall this week from Phoenix, Arizona to Portland, Maine. Today, record highs possible in places like Minneapolis. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Exchanges got heated at times during Friday night's U.S. Senate debate. Republican challenger Eric Hovde faced Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Hovde says Baldwin and her partner should be more forthcoming about their finances and how that affects her votes.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it. That's fundamentally wrong, and you should disclose what investments your partner is making.
Baldwin fired back.
Eric Hovde should stay out of my personal life, and I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The race has tightened, and the outcome in Wisconsin could determine the balance of power in the entire U.S. Senate. Donald Trump has claimed he was exonerated in his classified documents case. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
Trump falsely claimed in October 2024 that he was, quote, exonerated, unquote, in the case involving classified documents he kept after leaving office. Trump was indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents, including those related to nuclear capabilities. In July 2024, Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon dismissed the charges, citing issues with the special counsel's appointment, but did not rule on the case's merits. Prosecutors appealed the dismissal, and no trial date has been set yet. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers get the win at Northwestern. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers jumped out to a 14-0 lead and went on to defeat the Wildcats at Northwestern 23-3. Head coach Luke Fickell on what stood out in his team's performance.
Defensively, I thought we did a hell of a job. I thought the defensive guys interiorly really, really did a good job. They controlled the line of scrimmage. They limited the run game, which gave us opportunities to, you know, when we could get after the passer, to get after the passer a little bit more. It's nasty in there, and those guys had to take pride in what we were asking them to do.
The Badgers had good field position and a blocked field goal on special teams. What about the offense?
Interior offensive line wise, I think that it was a battle. I don't know that there was any domination, but I think the body blows that just happened over time in that game led to what it did in the second half.
Running back Tawee Walker rushed for 126 yards. Quarterback Braden Locke threw for a touchdown and ran for a score. The Badgers are now 5-2, and they host number 3 ranked Penn State next weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies and southwest winds of 5 to 15. Highs of the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight we'll have clear skies with lows dropping to the upper 40s. On Monday, sunny skies, another pleasant day with afternoon highs of the upper 70s.
Right now it's 48. Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council.
This is WRJN on AM and FM from Racine. And the music of the stars. All the way till noon. Stick around. Music until noon, only if you keep tuned in. And why wouldn't you? Well, we're getting preempted at 10 o'clock Central today. However, there's ways to keep tuned all the way till noon. And if you miss it, we're still on civicmedia.us. And if you miss that, we're on podcasts. It's the music of the stars. And here's Betty Grable.
Ladies, gentlemen, do you realize how this holiday came about? When it all started? Why it exists? Well, we're about to tell you. It ain't no fairy tale, but it's grim.
Once upon a time in the long, long ago, man's courage was high, but his spirit was low.
People grew tired of all work and no play. They felt the need of a jolly holiday.
Then along came Christmas, along came Easter, along came 4th of July.
Then along came a man by the name of Berlin, who took every holiday that ever has been.
He wrote about Christmas.
He wrote about Easter.
He wrote about the 4th of July. His mind was fertile and his pen was keen.
But he never wrote a word about Halloween.
Jack-o'-lantern, it's Halloween. Apples hanging high. There's a big pumpkin pie in the sky.
Children sing, children waltz.
Who gives a darn if your face is false?
Jump on your broom like a witch. Go and toss all your gloom in the ditch. Go out on the street for a trick or a treat.
You're a cinch to strike it rich. Halloween, Halloween, all other holidays fall between.
The night of All Hallows,
so light up the tallow and make it a bright Halloween.
Owls and bats, howls from cats, may scare the buttons right off your spats. We'll now go dramatic with ghosts from the attic and make it a bright Halloween.
Betty Davis, and Betty, what did I say? Betty Grable. And Dan Daly from Mother Wore Tights.
My whole slang, I can't even think of her name. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
My old flame, I can't even think of her name. I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye, that eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. Wait, what was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Mo, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Mo. I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane. She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to my old flame.
Spike Jones with Paul Frees out of Chicago.
Just gather round and I'll elucidate on what goes on outside when it gets late.
Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees, they get together for their nightly jamboree. There's things with horns and saucer eyes, some with fangs about this size.
Some are fat and some are thin.
And some don't even wear their skin.
Oh, I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on Halloween night. When spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
That's why he's mine on Halloween night.
But when he goes a jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan and hit road for far to know.
Beware, take care, he rides alone.
When there's no spook like Spooked Spur,
they don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead,
he'll show them that he can get ahead.
They say he's tired of his flaming top, he's got a yen to make a swap, so he rides one night each year
find a head in the hollow here.
Now he likes them little, he likes them big.
Or in the middle, or awake.
Black or white, or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head with a hip, hip, and a clippity-clap. He's out looking for a chop-chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man. Now if you doubt this tale is so, I met that spook just a year ago. Now I didn't stop for a second look, but made for the bridge that spans the brook. But once you cross that bridge, my friend,
the monster's through his power ends.
So when you're riding home tonight, make for the bridge with all your might. He'll be down in the hollow there. Keep your head, look out, beware.
With a hip, hip, and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a head to swap. So don't try to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
Suspense. And the producer of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, the master of mystery and adventure, William N. Robeson.
You are about to experience one of the most terrifying half hours in your entire life. Three Skeleton Key, starring Vincent Price. Oh yes, I realize superlatives tend to lose their significance by overuse. How many times have you been promised that a story would be the funniest, or the most dramatic, or the most exciting, only to find that it failed to live up to its advertising? The story you are about to hear is an exception. It is unconditionally guaranteed to chill your blood, unless you happen to love rats. We begin now with Mr. Vincent Price in Three Skeleton Key, a play well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Why must you always keep me in suspense? Or can't you see what it does to me just the moment I think you are mine? That's the moment.
Warm as soup, and swarming with gigantic bat-like devilfish, great violet schools of Portuguese man-o-war, and, yes, sharks, the big ones, the 15-footers. And as if this wasn't enough, there was a hot, dank, rotten-smelling wind that came at us day and night off the jungle swamps of the mainland, a wind that smelled like death. Set in the base of the light was a watertight bronze door. And in you went and
can't
up,
find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign, gone fishing, instead of just a wishing.
Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place a time or two lately, and you aren't home either.
Well, I'm a busy man, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio.
You aren't tied up, you dog. You're just playing old gone fishing.
Babu, 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 babu.
There's a sign up on your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Biting at his
hand. Get away from me, boys, you're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing instead of just a wishing.
Bapu, baby, bapu, bapu,
oh, yeah.
While like a ghastly rapid river, through the pale door a hideous throng rush out forever and laugh, but smile no more.
From my door, I've just got a cabin, and you don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door.
River, stay away.
Don't come up any higher. I'm so.
Swinging version of a Frank Sinatra tune, River, Stay Away From My Door. And in 33 years now in the Music of the Stars, first time I ever played anything from Charlie Rich. Nice swinging version. Here's the sad news this week. The Music of the Stars.
Mitzi Gaynor has died at the age of 93. The South Pacific Stars management team confirmed news of her passing on Thursday, October 17, via the late actor's social media profiles. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of our beloved friend and client Mitzi Gaynor. She passed away peacefully today of natural causes at the age of 93, Renee Reyes and Shane Rosamanda said in a statement. The message continued, for 8 decades she entertained audiences in films, on television and on the stage. She truly enjoyed every moment of her professional career and the great privilege of being an entertainer.
Let go, hold back, hold back, 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 let go.
Missy Gaynor, 1968.
You keep what you're feeling inside, all buried and boxed up inside. The love that you're feeling inside, the pity you're feeling inside. Society tells you stay cool, to shout you would let out, hold back. You're right now, but right now, hold back. Be practical, check and hold back. You feel like you're busting inside, your heart's in a desperate divide. Hold back, hold back, let go. Hold back, hold back, let go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Mitzi Gaynor.
Society tells you,
hold back.
The shout you would let out,
hold back.
You're right now, but right now,
hold back.
Be practical, Jack, and
hold back.
You feel like you're busting
hold
inside
back.
Your heart's in a desperate divide.
Hold back, hold back. Hold back, hold back.
Let go.
Hold back, hold back.
Let go.
Hold back, hold back. Let go. Let the world know you're alive. Let the world know you believe. Let the world know how you love to give. Go, tell it in the city, go. Tell it on the mountain, go. Tell it loud until they
Gaynor, 1968, her yearly TV special. Music of the Star, Civic Media Radio Network.
Let go! I had 13 minutes on the Ed Sullivan Show.
And so he asked me to come to New York. Well, we were going to be there anyway. This was October 63, to come to New York and do a promo for the show. And now, folks, Mitzi Gaynor's going to be on our show. We've tried very hard to get her. And I'm all teeth and eyelashes and diamonds and gorgeous and all this kind of stuff. Yes, of course, you know, all this business, the real me. And he said, and so really on the show, we're going to have Alan and Rossi and from Liverpool, four guys called the Beatles, rock and roll. Okay, thank you very much. See you then. Ed, Liverpool, rock and roll, the what? The Beatles, B-E-A-T. Oh. That was October 63. February 64. I mean, and I had top billing. I have a picture someplace and I can't find
it. I've seen it.
Have you?
Yes.
Does it say Mitzi Gaynor with so-and-so-and-so?
Yes, yes.
It does. So I try to tell people. Oh, yeah, sure. So, okay, remember I told you about Bob Sidney?
Mm-hmm.
We're in rehearsal. And the Beatles are, you know, doing what they're doing. And Paul is on the stage, see, with his back to to us. And we're coming in. Bob's in, he says, get that girl off the stage. And I looked and I said, Bob, he said, get that girl, go. All right, who's the assistant? Get that girl off the stage. I said, that's one of the Beatles, Bob. I said, that's Paul. He said, I don't care. Get that girl off the stage. With that, Paul turns around and is... laughs, I mean, falls down. Then he tells the other three, you know, and they're on the floor. Bob said, I don't know what's so funny. Anyway, makeup. And I said, no, it's my show. You're not going to be made up. It was panic. Now, I did 13 minutes all crammed in of just the singing and dancing.
Go marching in. Oh, and the saints go. In. I know he'll be in that number when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go.
Marching in.
Yeah, when the saints go marching in.
Saints go marching in.
Well, I want to shout.
I want to shout. Hallelujah. When the saints go marching in.
When the saints,
yes, we all
go marching in.
There's no misconceiving.
Yeah, when
it.
The saints go marching in.
Tumbling,
tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumb
Mitzi Gaynor on the Ed Sullivan Show. Mitzi had one rule with the male dancers. No garlic. I gotta dance too close to you. Oh, and no makeup either. Mitzi made a movie with Georgie Gobel.
Hey, I know all your names. My name is George Gobel. George Gobel.
George Gobel.
George Gobel.
George Gobel.
George Gobel.
George Gobel.
George Gobel.
George Gobel.
Georgie Gobel did a tune, The Birds and the Bees, Mac David, Harry Warren. Here's Georgie.
Take a boy like me, take a girl like you, on a moonlight sail, on a sea of blue. It's a night in June, there's a moon above, love is in the air, so they fall in love. And the same thing happens with the birds and the bees, as they flit among the flowers, as they nestle in the trees. The same thing happens with the birds and the bees, and it's happening to us tonight. It's the reason why kangaroos jump high, why the trout and perch swim around and search. And this common urge makes a kitten purr. Where you see a him, you will see a her. And the same thing happens with the birds and the bees, as they flit among the flowers, as they nestle in the trees. The same thing happens with the birds and the bees, and it's happening to us tonight. Every bird, every bee, every he, every she, just like you, just like me, is falling in love tonight.
Jack said they're going to do Oklahoma, and I think that you'd be wonderful doing 8 O' Annie. And I said, and I was on layoff at the time from Fox. So we went to see Fred Zinnemann, and he was, you know, Mr. Zinnemann was German. And he said, now tell me, Miss Gaynor, what can I do for you? And I said, well, Herr Zinnemann, I said, I would very much like to be in your picture, Oklahoma. And he said, yeah, what part is this? And I said, I would like to do Edo Annie. He said, ach, Miss Gaynor, I'm so sorry. He said, we cannot do this because we have already signed someone. Oh, yes, who? Gloria Graham. Gloria Graham? Well, I thought you did a good job. Didn't you see the movie? I thought you did a damn good job. But we met some people that represented Rodgers and Hammerstein. And like that, it just kind of grew. I was going to, I wanted to do Sayonara with Frank Sinatra, with Marlon Brando. And we were in New York, Jack and I were in New York, and one of the people, his name was John Fernley, said, Josh Logan wants to see you. He was going to direct. See, in the car, he said, I have good news and bad news. He said, the good news is that Marlon's going to do the picture. The bad news is that he won't do it unless he had really Asians. And I thought, see, I thought because my eyes go up, I thought, yeah, I could pull it off. Listen, I could do a Japanese if you wanted me to. Oh, my smile. Anyway, so we went to see him, and the door opened in his apartment, and there he was. He says, hello, Nellie. And I went, I looked at John. I wasn't so sure, but I knew Jack wasn't Nellie, so it must have been me that was Nellie. So I went in, and we were there for almost 3 hours. He wanted me to test for South Pacific.
Every one of my crowd to make fun of my proud protestations of faith in romance. And they'll say I'm naive as a babe to believe any fable I hear from a person in pants. Fearlessly I'll face them and argue their doubts away. Loudly I'll sing about flowers and spring. Flatly I'll stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and a beautiful thing. I'm not ashamed to reveal the world famous feeling I feel. I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. Corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy. Of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, 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 I'm in love,
Mitzi Gaynor died at 93 at her home, the Star of South Pacific. The music of the Stars, more Mitzi Gaynor. She did a picture, 1959, with David Niven. And it's pretty racy, I thought. And some theaters refused to show it. Now you look at it today and you think, what? But there was a nice song from there. And I play it during the Music of the Stars anniversary. And it's kind of neat. From 1959, let's do a tribute to Mitzi with this nice tune.
Here's to you. Close to me. Oh.
The Music of the Stars. More from Mitzi Gaynor. Pete King and the Orchestra.
I wanna be no one but me. I'm in love with a lover who likes me the way I am. I have my faults. He likes my faults. I'm not very bright. He's not very bright. He thinks I'm grand. That's grand. I may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care? Say we. When he holds me close, close as we can be, I tell the lad that I'm grateful and I'm glad that I'm no. He thinks I'm grand. Oh, that's grand for me. I may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care? Say we. Walking on the shore, swimming in the sea. When I am with him, I'm glad the girl who's with him is nobody else but me.
South Pacific, Mitzi Gaynor.
My doll is as dainty as a sparrow. Her figure is something to applaud. Where she's narrow as an arrow. And she's broad, oh, where a broad should be broad. £101 of fun. That's my little honey bun. Get a load of honey bun tonight. I'm speaking of my sweetie pie. Only 60 inches high. Every inch is packed with dynamite. Her hair is blonde and curly. Her curls are hurly burly. Her lips are pips. I call her hips. Twirly and whirly. She's my baby, I'm her pap. I'm her booby, she's my trap. I am caught and don't wanna run, cause I'm having so much fun with Honey Bun. £101 of fun, that's my little honey bun. Get a load of honey bun tonight. Speaking of my sweetie pie.
Now let's get off the stage!
Believe me, Sonny, she's a cookie who can cook ya till you're dead.
The music of the stars. Just don't get any better than does Mitzi Gaynor. Our little tribute to her. She's from Chicago. One of the last of the Hollywood greats from song and dance. When Hollywood was. It's the music of the stars. Stand by for news next.
Here's to you. Here's to me. Here's to a happy anniversary. Here's to days gone by and those that are to be. Oh, here's to a happy anniversary. And if I have my way, one day a long time from now, I'll say,
stars on WRJN.
Here's to you, and here's to me, and here's to a very happy anniversary.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.